You say, you might say it's before daylight, or another word you might use, you might say it's before sun.
We work from 4 o'clock in the morning till about 8 o'clock at night,
uh-huh.
on average.
Uh-huh.
I don't care what kind of farm, if you're working on a farm, that's the way you worked. Because you had your stock to tend to after you got the dock, you couldn't plow.
Uh-huh.
And you're supposed to be tending to that stock and getting it ready to go by sun up.
Mm-hmm.
And you were taking an hour for dinner, supposed to take an hour for dinner, and your hour was how long it taking you to eat.
Uh-huh.
You put the mule in the barn and let him get a swallow of water and a bite or two of corn, and when you got done eating, you caught him where he's done eating or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you plowed till dark, till you couldn't see how to plow.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take it out and went to the house and fed the horses, pumped mm-hmm. water by hand in, and all that kind of stuff was all to do.
Mm-hmm. When the sun goes on out of sight, you say that you call that sun. It's not sun up, it's sun.
Yeah, it's sun up, sun down.
Okay. And say if there had been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds start pulling away and you see the sun coming out, you'd say, but it looks like it's finally going to
quit raining.
Yeah, it's quit raining and then the clouds are leaving. You say, it looks like it's finally going to.
And then you go right back to work. You go to do something other than on them days of burnt wood stoves and would saw stove wood.
Mm-hmm.
With new land for sweet potato patch and
mm-hmm.
all that kind of stuff. We had a job all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it could rain a half a day and then we worked the other half a day too.
Mm-hmm. But after you've had a bad weather though, and then when the clouds start leaving and the sun's coming out, you say the weather is going to do what?
Well, the sun goes coming out and say, well, it's fired off now, we can go back to work.
Okay. And what do you call a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down?
Well, I know we call them floods, flash floods.
Okay. Anything else?
Unless it was to wash your crop away, you'd have to plant another crop sometimes and
uh-huh.
all such stuff as that. But sometimes we had hardly ever had one bad enough to wash a crop away. But wash it up so we'd have to replant half of it maybe.
Mm-hmm. And talking about on a fireplace, the thing above the fireplace that you could set a clock on maybe.
Uh-huh.
You'd call that the...
We raised in a log house like that with a fireplace with a sticking dirt chimney. Well, some roofs of them would be rock or brick.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a iron rod that run across that fireplace about that above the fire. And they had the cooking pots that cooked on the fireplace. Had a long iron hook, so you'd take that pot and set it off when it got unboiling and hang something else up there.
Mm-hmm.
And had a big old Dutch oven to put biscuits and sweet potatoes and stuff in that and pile corn cobs and stuff to make a fire on a lid
mm-hmm.
and on it. And that's kind of fun, where that's raised.
Mm-hmm. You know, you have a wooden part above the fireplace though that you can set a base on
uh-huh.
or a block on.
Well, I call that a mantle board.
Okay. And what about the things in the fireplace that you could set the wood on?
Oh, that's some, the fireplace would be different.